Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. I just thank Father God even right now for the opportunity to come back and minister unto his saints and the seekers and believers, those who are called. Hallelujah. And I give God all the honor, praise, and glory for allowing me to speak. You're listening to Pastor Carmen on the Testimony Show on Blog Talk Radio, where you can call in and share your testimony of the goodness of God in your life, what God is doing, what he's done, and what he'll continue to do by the Holy Spirit, a word of scripture, a word of praise, a word of exhortation, an edification to the body of Christ. That's how we share our testimony, because we are saved by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And even in this very hour, we are called to share it. We are called to lift the name of Jesus up. We are called to keep the head up, the head of our life up, which is Jesus Christ. Yes, the body of Christ is called to keep your head up, which is Jesus Christ. Even through every and any situation, we are called to lift the name of Jesus up, and we are called to call on the name of Jesus in every circumstance. And he will lead and guide us through and to our perfect destiny in him. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We just thank him and we praise him right now for his goodness, his grace, his mercy, his love, his everlasting, eternal power, his omniscience. We thank God right now that he is our Father. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the Holy One of Israel. We just thank him for his promises. Hallelujah. We thank him for strengthening us even in this very hour. For God is strengthening the saints. Hallelujah. God is strengthening the body of Christ even in this very hour. And we are called to renew our minds daily. Renew your mind daily. We are called to renew our minds daily in Christ Jesus. And how do we renew it? In praise, in worship, in prayer, reading the word, reading a psalm, reading the scriptures, holding on to the promises of God, realizing the promise of God that's in you, Christ in you, the hope of glory, coming forth, not being distracted, but pressing on to the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, and knowing that he will deliver us from any and all evil as we trust in him and not listen to a strange voice, not lean to our own understanding, but hold on to the mighty, powerful, delivering, loving arms of Father God in Christ Jesus. And yes, we are victorious, for we already have the victory in him. So Father God has called us to renew our minds. Hallelujah, for that's where the battle is with each and every one of us, in the mind. And as we renew it, we will continuously have the victory in him, because he's already won. He's already won. Hallelujah, we just thank Father God that we are victorious in each and every circumstance as we trust in him. And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What we do also in the testimony show is read the Psalms. To God be the glory. And I thank everyone that will be calling in, listening in, and sharing their testimony. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. And I see a call on the line, and I'm going to open up the line if the caller wants to share, and even right now, a testimony. I see a 919 caller on, and I am going to open up the line for you. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. 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 Caller, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Thank you for calling into the testimony show. Would you identify yourself, please?
Yes, my name is Janine.
Janine?
Yes.
Thank you for calling into the testimony show, Janine. Do you have a testimony you would like to share of the goodness of God in your life?
Yes, and the testimony is regarding my sister. My sister was diagnosed with breast cancer a few months ago, when she has a tumor in her right breast. And at the time, they said that they couldn't operate on it because it was too big. It was like at a size, what they call a size 5 tumor. And she started going to the Cancer Center of America, and she took 6 chemo treatments, and the tumor shrank down to a size 2. And it's now operable, but the doctor said that they want to do another round of chemo treatments, which would be 6 more treatments, and they're thinking that it'll just go away. So I'm just thanking God that it, you know, that she's progressing. She's in good spirits. That the tumor is shrinking, and we are just believing God that, you know, it'll eventually just go away where she won't even have to have the surgery or have radiation. That chemo, this will be her last round of chemo.
Praise God. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Well, Jesus is Lord, and God is truly good. God is great, and healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, for the rapid healing, even right now, that you're bringing forth in my sister's life in every area, Father. We thank you for diminishing every single tumor. Hallelujah. And we just touch and agree. I agree with my sister, Father God, and we ask you in Jesus' name that she will not have to have any surgery, Father God, that she will be a living, joyful testimony of your goodness, your grace, and your healing power in her life, and that she will serve you all the days of her life because of what you've done and what you're doing and what you'll continually do in her life. And we just thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. God is good. God is good, and God is doing great things even for you, my sister. I don't know if you have any children, but I'm seeing children, and I see God using you in that area. Hallelujah. Even with Bible studies, God is going to open up a door where you're going to teach the Bible. You're going to have Bible studies and prayer groups in your home. And to God be the glory. Thank you for calling in. God is great. Amen. Amen. I thank you for calling in. God bless you.
God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 And to God be the glory. Hallelujah. And what we do also on the testimony show is we edify and exhort one another. Hallelujah. And we give a word of prophecy when the Holy Spirit leads, or a word of knowledge. And I'm just thanking Father God for renewing the minds even of the people in this hour. I'm thanking Father God for healing, rapid healing in the body of Christ. I'm thanking God right now for giving the body of Christ the workout that's needed to purchase of any unrighteousness, any sin, anything that is not like him, so that we can be fit vessels, mighty warriors, for the advancement of the kingdom of God in us, through us, and as a whole, in unity and in oneness. And I'm thanking Father God even right now for even provisions being made and total healing in the finances, total healing in relationships with family members, total healing, emotional healing, mental healing, physical healing. I'm thanking Father God for his word is true, and we thank him in Jesus' name for bringing us through and giving us the victory in every area of our life. Hallelujah. And what we're going to do right now is read the promises of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to your name, Father. I thank you for your word, because your word is better than life. So if you can turn with me, we're going to begin to read the promises of God, even in this very hour. And one of the promises of God is, hallelujah, hallelujah. And Jesus answered him, saying, it is written that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And we just thank God to know that we don't live by bread alone, but by every word of God. So even in this very hour, get in the word of God. stay focused on the things that God has ordained, because we don't live by bread alone, but by every word of God. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. So don't look at the things that are seen, but walk in the faith and the truth of what God is doing for you in this very hour. Hallelujah. And know, as it is in Psalm 4, I will both lay me down in peace and sleep, for thou, Lord, only makest me dwell in safety. Hallelujah. And that's Psalm 4, verse 8. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Though God, through God, we shall do valiantly, for he it is that shall tread down our enemies. And that's Psalm 60, verse 11. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. Hallelujah. And that's Psalm 54, verse 4. The Lord is your helper. Trust in Father God, in Christ Jesus, because he is able to deliver you from every evil as you believe and trust in him, as you worship him, as you look to the hill, the holy hill, which cometh your help. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Take heed to yourselves that your heart be not deceived, and ye turn aside and serve other gods and worship them. Take heed that your heart be not deceived. And that's Deuteronomy 11, verse 16. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you for your word, for your promises. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name on high. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it even says in Joel, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmerworm, my great army which I sent among you. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall never be ashamed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that was Joel 2, verse 25 and 27. And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord. And that was Joel 2, verse 26. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. So we're to even rejoice in this very hour, knowing that we do have the victory. And we're to stand on the words of God, stand on the promises of God, stay in the word, get in a Bible based church that requires, once you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, and even before, to have a Bible. If you don't have one, when you walk in, there's one that you have access to, so that you can know the word of God for yourself, that you don't depend on a man or a woman to read the word of God to you or to interpret it, but the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you in all truth as you pray. When you open the book and you ask the Holy Spirit to reveal the truth of the word unto you, and be patient. Be patient as you meditate on the word of God. Be patient and know that God will speak through his scriptures, through the word, because it is a living word and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. And we just thank him for his word, because it is life. It is life unto us. It is deliverance and it's healing. Even in this very hour, it is healing for those who might be suffering, for those who might be sad or full of dismay or feeling lonely or full of doubt. You know, open the book find a scripture, find a verse, find a word. It's going to bring healing. It's going to bring joy. It's going to deliver you from the evil. It's going to help you in a time of need. It's going to give you an idea. It's going to strengthen you. It's nourishment to your bones. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Open the book. Read the Word of God. Share your testimony. Praise the Lord. Give thanks in all. Stop worrying. Stop wanting. Stop looking with your head down, but start lifting your head up and giving thanks for everything. Hallelujah. For every single thing. Knowing that Father God is there and He's going to bring you through. And He blesses those. And we just bless Father God right now. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord, and we love you, and we thank you. We love you, Father God, and we bless your holy name. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Truly, God is good to Israel. Hallelujah. 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 Truly, God is good to Israel. Hallelujah. 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 And He shall deliver the needy when He crieth, and the poor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He shall spare the poor and the needy. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're called to cast our burdens upon the Lord, and He will sustain us. Hallelujah. He won't let us, the righteous, be moved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. And that's Psalm 65, verse 4. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For the Father judgeth no man, but hath committed all judgment unto the Son, that all men should honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He that honoreth not the Son, honoreth not the Father, which hath sent him. And that's John 5, verse 22 and 23. Hallelujah. 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 For thou hast been a shelter, and thou wilt be a shelter, Father God, even to those even right now that need shelter, those that need guidance, those that need direction, those that need provision, Father God. You will be their shelter. We thank you for being our shelter and our strong tower from the enemy, even in this very hour. Hallelujah. We thank you for allowing us to wake up unto who you've called us to be in this very hour. Hallelujah. We thank you for the unity of the faith in this very hour. We thank you for every joint supplying, Father God. We thank you for the holy men and women of God, the intercessors, the holy apostles, the holy prophets, the holy evangelists, the holy pastors and holy teachers, Father God, that are standing on your word and leading and guiding your people, Father God, in this very hour, that are equipping the saints. Hallelujah. Because that's what the ministry is for, the equipping of the saints. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. My heart is fixed, oh God. My heart is fixed. Hallelujah. I will sing and give praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And to God be the glory. To God be the glory. And God is healing. God is healing in this very hour. Rapidly. God is bringing forth a rapid healing into the body of Christ. Hallelujah. 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 What seemed like a sickness is really just a purging and a cleansing. Hallelujah. And we thank you for the purging and the cleansing. Hallelujah. We thank you that sickness is not unto death, but it's a purging and a cleansing and a purifying and a strengthening of the body of Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father God, for purifying the body of Christ. We thank you that we are the temple of the living God, and we will walk and live in the beauty of holiness, Father, well-pleasing up unto you, hallelujah, in Jesus' holy name, well-pleasing unto you, not a man pleaser, but pleasing you, Father God, in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father. We thank you. Hallelujah. So the Lord is our helper. Hallelujah. Behold, God is mine helper. The Lord is with them that uphold my soul. And we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. Be thou, O God, exalted above the heavens. Hallelujah. As you are and you forever will be. Worthy is your name. Worthy are you to be praised. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you. Hallelujah. And in Deuteronomy, it says, Deuteronomy 11, verse 1, hallelujah, it says, therefore thou shalt love the Lord thy God and keep his charge and his statutes and his judgments and his commandments. Always, always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And when he had taken the book, the four beasts and 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, having every one of them harps and golden vials full of odors. Hallelujah. Which are the prayers of saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And they sung a new song, saying, thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation, and hast made us unto God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. And that is Revelation 5, hallelujah, verse 8 through 10. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We will reign as kings and priests. And we're called to even reign right now. Hallelujah, for Jesus came so we would have life more abundantly, even right now. So don't bite the distraction, but move forward in the things that Father God has ordained even in this very hour. Those promises, the purpose, God wants his people in every arena so that souls can be saved and can be won unto his kingdom. So God is calling us to be equipped, positioned, and in place. In every arena, Father, God is calling us to win souls. Hallelujah. So think it not strange. So Father God is doing a new thing in you, a thing that was promised. He's bringing it forth, and it's new to you because you're going to flow in it by the grace of God, by his Holy Spirit, because he's calling us into arenas to tap into different arenas to win souls, to bring people out of bondage. Hallelujah. 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 So stay in his word. Stand on his word. If it's not in the word, then it's not. Be not deceived. Be not deceived. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Be not deceived. And they shall say to you, see here or see there, go not after them, nor follow them. For as the lightning that lighteth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's Luke 17, verse 23 to 24. Stay in the word of God. No matter where you go, no matter what position you have, no matter what may come your way. Hallelujah. You can discern things based upon the word of God by the Holy Spirit. And we just thank you. We thank you for your word. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. He shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. Hallelujah. 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 And we thank you. We thank you for your word. We thank you for allowing us to worship and praise you and to seek your face even in this very hour. Hallelujah. For the effective, fervent prayer of the righteous does avail much. So even in this very hour, continue praying. Continue praying. Continue praying for the warriors. Continue praying for those who are out there on the front line. The front line, even in battle, spiritually and naturally. Continue praying for the army of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue praying for the peace of Jerusalem. Continue praying for the people of God. Continue praying for the leaders around the globe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue praying for the body of Christ. Hallelujah. Continue praying. Continue communing with Father God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. We just thank you, Father, for the opportunity to pray. We thank you for allowing us to co-create with you as intercessors, even in this very hour. For the intercessors are the true nurturers of the body of Christ. And we thank you, Father, for you being the head intercessor, even right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you, we praise you, we adore you, and we love you. Hallelujah, because you've given us many gifts. And the gifts are getting activated, and even right now, hallelujah. And the greatest gift of all you gave us is Jesus. We thank you, Jesus, for you being the ultimate gift and the gift you've given us, which is eternal life. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Don't bite the distractions. Don't be weary in well-doing. Don't bite the distractions. We're called to a walk of faith. Hallelujah. And we're called to open up our mouth and decree and declare even in this very hour the truth of who we are in Christ Jesus. For greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. And no weapon formed against me, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And that's for those who are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. And healing is the children's bread. Hallelujah. 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 And we just thank you, Father, for your word. We thank you that we can stand on your word and we can decree and declare and speak it out loud. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth. Hallelujah. The poor also and him that hath no helper. And that's Psalm 72, verse 12. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Hallelujah. And that's Psalm 69, verse 6. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Hallelujah. And that's Psalm 55, verse 22. Hallelujah. 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 O God, thou art terrible out of thy holy places. The God of Israel is he that giveth strength and power unto the people. Blessed be God. And that's Psalm 68, verse 35. Hallelujah. 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 And Joel 2, verse 25 says, and I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten. Praise God. Praise God. God is restoring even in this very hour. God is restoring in this very hour that which the locusts have eaten. So we can just blow the trumpet in Zion and sound the alarm, because the saints are marching in. Hallelujah. The mighty warriors of God are marching in. Hallelujah. 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 And we just thank you, Father, and we praise you. Hallelujah. For you have been our shelter. For you have been our shelter. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Continue to stay in the praise. Continue to stay in the press. God is truly good. God is altogether lovely. And we just to thank him and praise him. We thank him and praise him continuously. Hallelujah. Let thy mouth be filled with the praises and the honor of Father God all the day, every day. Let your life be a life of worship and praise all the day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And let all those that seek and rejoice, let all those that seek God rejoice and be glad. Hallelujah. 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 Let all those that put their trust in thee, Father God, rejoice. Hallelujah. Let them shout for joy. Let them be healed. Hallelujah. And we thank you right now for salvation, Father. If anyone out there that doesn't know you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior, and they want to have a relationship with you, we thank you, Jesus, that you've made it so easy. You've made yourself so available. You've given us access. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you that the veil was rent from top to bottom and that you've given the people access to you. Hallelujah. We don't need anyone to go in front of us or between us. You, Jesus, made a way. Hallelujah. And we can have a relationship with you. Hallelujah. And by us having a relationship with you and believing that everything that you did for us, you did it for us, you died for us so that we would have eternal life. By us believing, that gives us access. That gives us eternal life. And that gives us relationship with God the Father. We thank you. Because God said, listen to my son in whom I am well pleased. So Jesus, even right now, if anyone that doesn't know you as Lord and Savior and that's listening, we ask right now by your Holy Spirit that you, Father God, will usher them into your presence. And we thank you, Father God, that they are accepting you as Lord and Savior of their life by believing and confessing their sins and accepting you as Lord and Savior. And we just thank you and we praise you because you are God alone. And we just thank you and praise you for your love. Hallelujah. 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 We thank you that we have the victory in you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the millions of souls that's being saved. Hallelujah. We thank you for the millions of souls that's accepting you, Jesus, as Lord and Savior of their life. Hallelujah. And if anyone out there has said, Jesus, come into my life. I am a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I repent. I believe that you are the Son of God, and I want to be saved. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. You are already saved. You get yourself a Bible. You begin to read the scripture. You know, start in John, read Psalms, start in John and read Psalms. Find yourself in a Bible-believing-based church where you need to know the Word of God. You read the Word of God. You're worshiping and praising Jesus. So you're lifting up the name of Jesus. You're hearing Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You can't be saved by any other name. They're lifting up the name of Jesus. They're worshiping Jesus. They're reading the Bible. You go home and search the scriptures. That's the place you need to be. anything else is not. It's not. It's not God. It's not. Jesus is the only way. The only way. There's no other way unto salvation. There's no other way unto eternal life. There's no other way to the Father. Hallelujah, and to God be the glory. And I thank you for listening into the testimony show. I thank my sister for calling in. I thank God for the testimony that's going to come forth even through her, for the rapid healing that God is bringing forth even through her sister. And we thank you, Father God, for doing the work even right now, that she will rejoice and decree and declare that you are a good God, that you're a merciful, loving, healing God, that you're a healer. I thank you, Father, for the souls that are even being saved right now, that are listening even to the show and that are listening in, Father God. And I thank you for moving us forward into the purpose you've ordained. Hallelujah. With the saints, Father God, that you ordained for us to march in every and declare your goodness and win souls. And we thank you, we praise you, for you alone are worthy. Much love. This is Prophetess Carmen. And remember, the greatest love of all, there is no greater love, because we love you, Father. We love you. We worship you. We praise you. And there's no greater love than you, God the Father, in Christ Jesus, by his Holy Spirit. We thank you and we praise you. We thank you and we praise you. We bless your name. We bless your name, Father. We bless your name. We bless your name. God bless. God bless. Be blessed, and we'll talk again. Thank you for calling in. God bless.